Hey, you guys, and welcome back to the In My 30s podcast. I'm your host, McKenna, and I am taking a little bit of a hiatus, so I'm just going to address the elephant in the room, and I'm going to apologize for that because life has been a little bit chaotic. I'm also going to apologize if you can hear that noise right now. I'm not sure if you can pick it up on mic or like hear it on the mic, but we live very, very, very close to an airport, and it's a small airport. It's a very, very small airport and kind of like a hobbyist airport, but we live so close that the planes literally fly right over our house. And so I didn't realize how much that would affect creating my content, because in some aspects you can hear it on camera, like in my vlogs, you can hear it on camera and other things. So this is the first podcast that I've made in the new house. So I'm not sure how it's going to go, but I'll be able to hear it back. And if you guys can't hear it, then great. I'll just never address it again. But if you guys can hear it, that could be a problem in future episodes. But today I thought it'd be fun to just chat with you, sit down and give a little bit of life updates. I haven't posted a podcast in a while, but I haven't filmed and recorded and posted to YouTube a podcast in even longer. So today I am recording, and I'm recording in our new house. You can kind of see around me if you're watching on YouTube. If you're just listening, go subscribe on YouTube. I'm still trying to decide whether I'm going to post on like a separate channel or my main channel. But as for right now, this is going up on my main channel, which is McKenna H. Ashcroft. You can follow me on all platforms at McKenna H. Ashcroft or In My 30s podcast, whichever you prefer, you can, whatever. Anyways, this is on my main channel, YouTube. So if you want to watch the episode, it's kind of been one of my favorite things lately is just to pull it up on our TV at home and just listen to a podcast and watch it on YouTube. I don't know why, but then I can kind of do some relaxing things and do some laundry, fold laundry, do dishes, and still have that podcast playing in the background and just like watch it casually. And if you're watching, you can see my cat Muffins has joined the chat. He is here with us. Okay, you guys, we have so many things to talk about. First off, we are in the new house. You can see it behind me, and I am in love. It is like my absolute dream house. It is everything I have ever wanted. If you've been here a while, if you're an OG, maybe even a little bit more recent than an OG, but we signed on this house and started building it about a year ago. So we have been building this house for literally since last September, and it has been a long time coming, a long process in the making, and I am obsessed. It is absolutely beautiful. It lets in so much natural light, which was something that was very important to me when we were looking for a house, was to have large windows, because I grew up in Portland, Oregon, and I know that it rains a lot and it's gloomy a lot and just dark. And that's why when we lived in Colorado, I felt like I was thriving. And I think that had a lot to do with the weather. Because in Colorado, if you've never been there, it is sunny more days out of the year than San Diego, which is mind-blowing to me. But, and I didn't believe it until I lived there. But after living there, I'm like, yeah. And I lived in San Diego, if you didn't know that. Not for super long, but I can personally say that that is true. It is so much sunnier in Denver, Colorado, than it was in San Diego, than it was anywhere else I have been. And it really affected like my mental state and my mood. And I didn't realize how much light affects me until I lived in Colorado. And I just felt like I was thriving. I was always feeling so creative and happy and excited. So when we moved here, I was like, Joey, I'm a little bit nervous because I know how the weather is in that like region, because we live about 2 hours from where I grew up. And I just knew it was going to be gloomy very much all the time. And it's funny because today it is very gray and overcast and gloomy out right now, but it doesn't look like it, does it? Like if you're looking in the camera, it looks very bright, light, and airy. And so that is such a win in my book. Secondly, obviously we have like white walls and everything just feels so open and spacious. It's an open floor plan, so it feels a lot bigger than it is and a lot brighter than it is. So I am obsessed, if you can't tell. We got all our furniture from our old house and moved it in, and we had a little bit of trouble like finding a good placement for it, but we finally figured it out and it fits like a puzzle piece. It just fits the space. Once it took a little bit, but once we got it, it just feels perfect and it feels right. Our sectional sofa is from Macy's and we loved it so much that we actually bought a second one and put it on our, now it's on our second floor and it's in the loft where we have like the TV room and a surround sound, and it's basically like a theater room, but it's not dark. We used to have it in our basement, which was perfect for a theater room, but we love this sofa. It's from Macy's. It's in my shop, my, if you want to check it out, I highly recommend it. I know that everybody's like all about the cloud couch right now, but I feel like this is a cloud couch dupe because it is a fraction of the price. And in my opinion, it's more practical. It's a little bit more structured and it doesn't just get lived in, that lived in look that the cloud couch gets so quick. So I'm obsessed with it, but we have the sofa in here, the sectional. We have our dining table that came with us, and I am obsessed with it. I was a little bit worried it'd feel a little bit too farmhouse for this house, but it works. Anyways, enough chitty chat about my house. As you guys can tell, I am very excited about it, but we moved. That was the main life update that I wanted to chat about. And I don't know if a lot of you know why we moved, but we ended up moving because of my husband's job. And we, neither of us, him or I, wanted to move, but we had to move if he wanted to keep his job. Amazon, basically, he works for AWS. He's a software engineer for AWS, which is owned by Amazon. It's like the cloud share side of things. Honestly, when he tells me what he does for work, it goes right over my head. I have no idea what he does. He's like a full stack engineer or something like that. I don't know. Software, it goes over my head. But because of his job, he's been remote the last 4 years almost with McDonald's, and then when he switched to AWS, all has been remote. But just recently, Amazon revoked that remote privilege from, I think, most of their employees, at least on the software side of things. And they all had to be in office at their location, which my husband's team is based out of Seattle. So we live about an hour, it's like 45 minutes south of Seattle, which is a big commute for him. He rides the train in, and he knew that was going to be a big commitment, but we wanted a suburb feel and something that just felt very safe. We wanted a nice neighborhood and we didn't want to live in the city. So that we just wanted to kind of get as far away as we could without him having too big of a commute, which he travels about an hour each way. But the good thing is he's hybrid. So he only has to be in office half of the week. And then at home, he's going to work, or the other half of the week, he's going to work at home. And we have kind of been dreading this move for a while. We found out before I was pregnant with Millie that we had to move. And when we found out I was pregnant with Millie, they granted him the, like the okay, I guess, to stay in Denver, Colorado until we had Millie. And then we had to move out here a couple months after. So Millie is now 3 months. Where did the time go? I'm like, how is my newborn not a newborn anymore? Like, I will keep calling her a newborn probably the rest of her life. No, I'm just kidding. But I am just so, I just am floored that I have two kids. Like, I can't believe that. I don't know where the time went. I feel like I just had Leela like literally 2 weeks ago. But I would say that postpartum round two has been significantly better, like hundreds of times better. My first time postpartum was kind of like a system shock to me. And so maybe this will make some of you feel a little bit better who have not had that second kid yet, but you're kind of afraid to because of your experience the first time. I did not have a good postpartum experience with Leela, and it had nothing to do with her, like nothing to do with her. It was my own mental state and just, I was not prepared or knew what to expect after having a baby. And I feel like nobody talks about, like, you literally look in the mirror and you don't even recognize yourself. Like, motivation was gone. Lack of energy was gone. I had a lot of anxiety because I tell people pretty openly that that is when I blew up on TikTok, was right after I had Leela. And my anxiety went through the roof because I blew up overnight. Like, I literally, I shouldn't say blew up because I'm still very small. I'm a very small creator. But everything that I have now is because of that time in my life. I had a video that went mega viral And I got like 200, well, I got like 150,000 followers, 100,000, I don't even know. I don't even remember anymore. It was like maybe 120,000 followers overnight. And because of that, brought in an amazing opportunity for me. Like now I do this full time. I've doubled my following and I've made a career out of it, which is mind blowing and wild to me, all because of that one video that went viral. But because of that one video that went viral, I was getting so many DMs of people saying, I found where you live. I know where you live. You know, don't do this. Don't do that online. I don't know. I just didn't know how to handle it when that happened. And because of that, I was like making sure, triple checking that my windows were locked in my house. My doors were locked. I was like afraid somebody was going to find us. I somehow magically talked Joey into buying like a whole house security system, which now I'm very thankful we have. We brought it with us and we set it up, but it gave me like peace of mind to have a whole house security system after getting all those DMs. Luckily for me, those DMs it was quite a while. They lasted a couple months, but I don't get crazy DMs anymore. I think mostly because my following is like 95 to 97% women in their like late 20s, early 30s. And I think a majority of my following is like young women, moms, people I relate to, the people that I like want to talk to. Whereas those DMs were like men and I was blocking a lot of people. So luckily that whole experience is in the past. But now that I knew what to expect round two, and I knew that I was, you know, not going to recognize myself, but I would eventually, and I would find myself eventually, and things would be okay eventually, because I had that knowledge, I think this time it was so much better. And I'm nowhere to where like I was before getting pregnant, and I may never be, but like I know that I will find my spark again. I know that I will get back into fitness. I know that I'll find my routine. I know that that's all going to come, whereas the first time that I went through it, it felt like my world was over as I knew it. And yeah. So I just feel like it was a system shock the first time. So if that gives you hope for round two, baby number two, I feel like having an understanding of what to expect made it 100 times better. So I will say that I feel like I'm in a very good place. And how could I not be? Like after this move, the move was wild. I will say the move was very hard, but I feel like I handled it totally fine. We lived in Joey's parents for a few months because we rented out our last house and we wanted to keep it because we would love to go back to Colorado eventually one day. We don't know when that'll be. Like we might be here 2 years, we might be here 10 years. We have no idea, but we want to go back one day and we just don't know if we'll be able to get into the housing market at that time. So we wanted to keep our house and rent it out. And we did. We filled it way faster than we thought we would. So we needed a place to crash and our house wasn't done yet. This one that I'm currently in. So we stayed in Joey's parents' house for a few months, which I'm sure you guys have heard this 100 times, but we lived there for a few months and Joey's parents are currently, well, they're getting back soon, but they're in Japan right now. Joey's mom is from Japan and they're serving a mission in Japan right now and they love it, but their house was empty. We're like, this is the most perfect timing. So we crashed there, and while that was nice to have that option, it was also chaotic because we were living out of suitcases. Like I brought a handful of outfits for me, for Millie, for Leela to wear during that time. And then now we're here and I'm opening up like my closet that I haven't seen in months. I like my clothes I haven't worn since before being pregnant. I like kind of forgot I had stuff and I'm like unpacking my closet and I'm like, feel like it's all brand new because I haven't seen it in so long. I've forgotten about it. And so it's kind of really exciting to see all my stuff again. So that has been wild, but also really fun. And now that I'm doing like social media full time, it's also fun because I'm getting packages sent here. Like Nestig is doing Millie's room. They did Leela's room the first time. They're doing Millie's room. So I'm so excited for that content to come on YouTube. I'm going to vlog it on TikTok. Obviously, I'll vlog it. But we're redoing her room. They're sending a crib, a dresser. They're sending what else for her room? Just like a bunch of fun things for her room. I want to paint it if I can get myself to paint it. So lots of fun, exciting home content coming if you are subscribed to my channel. And I hope you enjoy it. If there's things that you want to see that I haven't posted yet, like let me know, because I'm definitely always making a list on my phone of content that I want to make. And I have like a never ending list of content. And then also fitness. I guess I could update you guys on that. Like I was a fitness instructor for probably 6 or 7 years. I love group fitness. And when I left it, I had Leela, I left group fitness, no longer was I'm a personal trainer. I keep my certification up, but I don't use it. And also spin instructor certified and bar instructor certified. And I don't really use it anymore, but I did create an app and a program on my app that I am very passionate about and I miss teaching on. So I'm excited to hopefully get the home gym set up so I can start recording classes. If you didn't know, I have an app called Revival Ride. It's in collaboration with Playbook. So if you have Playbook, you can access my classes. If you don't have Playbook, I'll link it below so you can check it out or put it in the show notes. But you get your first 7 days free, and basically, I record spin classes, bar classes, and mat Pilates classes, and I upload them. I also have some like dumbbell beginner-friendly gym workouts on there. But the cool thing is, if you have the app, you can access any of the instructors or coaches on there. So if you already have the app, you can see all my stuff on there without having to buy another app. And there's like thousands of coaches on there. So it's really awesome, but I'm excited to get back into that and hopefully soon get back into that. It's just hard to find a routine. I still feel like I'm trying to find a routine. Even though Millie is over 3 months, every day is so different. And now that Joey is hybrid, he went into the office today and he's gone all day. Whereas before, when I would work out, you know, he would take his lunch hour and I would go and I would work out, which was so helpful. He would, you know, take care of the kids while I was gone for an hour. And now I don't have that luxury. So finding time to work out and record my spin classes are going to be like harder for me, but it makes me motivated to want to wake up before the girls get up. And luckily, Millie is an amazing sleeper. So if I can just not be so lazy in the morning, hopefully I can wake up early and get recording those classes again, because I miss it. I miss it a ton. And now I have my bike. I have a studio, whereas at Joey's parents, I didn't have that. And yeah, I'm really excited. So lots of fun life updates. If you're not subscribed to me on YouTube, make sure you do that. Subscribe and follow me on TikTok and Instagram. I post there every single day. And I am just embracing this whole like influencer life that I fell into and I got so lucky to be a part of. And if you've been along on the journey and you follow me on all these platforms, I literally cannot thank you enough. Like I'm so in disbelief that this is my life, even though I'm so, so small. Like, you know, I'm thankful for what I have, that I'm able to be at home with my kids, but still help support my family and have like an incredible life. Like if I didn't work, we wouldn't have a lot of the things that we have. Like obviously Joey has an amazing job, but just being able to work, you know, allows us to have a lot of things that we wouldn't have and have a, you know, just a fulfilling life. I didn't grow up with a lot of stuff. And so I feel like that attributes to my drive and wanting to be successful and to work and to be creative. I love being creative. And so all of that like wrapped into one, I just feel very blessed and very lucky. So if you are here and still listening, comment, let me know that you're still here. I would love to chat with you in the comments. I'd love to chat with you on Instagram and DM on TikTok. I'm always trying my best to reply to everything. I am not perfect at it, but I really do try. So I would love to connect with you. And if you made it this far, I seriously love you so much. Subscribe, and I will see you guys in the next one. Bye.